Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour. Mike Haas now joined by former Saints quarterback, also played quarterback for the Carolina Panthers, now part of the Carolina Panthers radio team. And already this is a different Carolina Panther team, 5-4. You've won four of your last five football games. You go to Green Bay, two touchdown underdogs, and win that game to get to 5-4. So how are things in Charlotte?
Well, listen, I think people are excited. I think that's the biggest thing. I think the fan base, there was some renewed optimism, I guess might be the biggest word. Like 2019 was the last time really and truly this team thought about a chance of, hey, let's see what we can do. I mean, we had Christian McCaffrey. Cam was still there. Luke Kuechly was still playing.
So, all those guys are in the booth with you now.
Yeah, exactly. So things have changed, to say the least. And so that's something that I think there was a renewed optimism the way the team finished. But I think a lot of it was hopeful, right, for growth. I don't think we thought, hey, this team's a Super Bowl team. It's like, can this team start to turn the corner and maybe knock on the door for a wild card or a playoff spot? And it didn't start that well, 0-2. And so the same thing kind of kept biting us and, you know, made a run, had a few wins in a row. You know, you beat Atlanta, and then but you get destroyed by New England in New England. Then you get a couple of more wins in a row, and then you have a chance to play Buffalo at home, and really and truly just wasn't good in any facet of the game, offense, defense, and special teams. So I think you have to flush that game out. I truly believe that.
Well, you didn't have Bryce, and, right?
I mean, yeah, that no, was we didn't, big did, red. Did not have Bryce. And honestly, Andy broke his thumb in the game very early, and that wasn't known until later in the week, because Andy, in typical Andy fashion, didn't say anything about it or whatnot. So that was it was a rough game, to say the least. And so going to Green Bay, and they didn't put their best foot forward, but I'd like to think that Carolina did. And going with Rico Dowdle was a big move Dave Canales made, and the way he's running the football, and our defense played really well, gave Green Bay some problems. And we just kind of controlled the clock, and we did a great job of taking the opening kickoff, winning the toss and taking it to play the wind in the fourth quarter. And so it was just an overall great team win. And so there's that renewed optimism. It's still there, you know, having five wins at this time of the year, with still a lot of football left to play, but people are liking the direction they're going with Dave Canales, Dan Morgan, and then Brant Tillis, those three at the helm.
And it feels like, even though you started 0-2, and I felt like you everything was going to be, well, this team is going to go as Bryce Young goes, because Bryce threw 35 passes in game one, 55 in game two. And if you continue that pattern, that's not what you want. And then you look at the last two games. He had 25 attempts and 20 attempts in Green Bay. So now the we're going to talk about the reason next being Rico Dowdle, but just the fact that it's not on Bryce, right, so much.
Yeah, and the thing about the 55 in Arizona, we spotted them 10 points as soon as the game started. And that's the thing where we did kind of did the same thing in Jacksonville. And so the game plan's thrown out the window. And you didn't know what Canales was like as a play caller because all we're doing is dropping back to throw in the second half of games. And that's not how he wants to play. That's not his mindset. It comes from the Pete Carroll days of running the football, sound defense. But the run game is what's so important. And we would love to say between the 20 to 25, 26 passing attempts a game. But that all starts with being able to run the football. You've got to run the football.
Right. So we look at weeks 1 through 4. Rico Dowdle, who, by the way, Kellen Moore knows, he was in Dallas when Rico was there. So first game, he gets 3 attempts for 12 yards. Second game, 6 attempts for 9 yards. Third game, 10 attempts for 30 yards. Fourth game, I think that's a 9 when I wrote, 9 for 32. Anyway, and then boom, week 5, 23, 206, 30, 183. Last week, 25, 130. What happened? What flipped the switch?
Well, Chuba got hurt. That's one of the main things. And really, the first two games of the season, we couldn't run the ball because we were so far behind. And then you beat Atlanta. But then when Chuba had the calf injury, he had one calf injury, and then it went to the other leg. Rico got a chance, and we played 2 run defenses, and I want to give us credit, but I also want to kind of speak the truth. It was Dallas and Miami, and their run defense was not very good. And so we were able to run the ball really well. And then we went to New York to play the Jets, and that was a keep away game. And what I mean by that, they were struggling mightily on offense. Their defense is much better stopping the run. Chuba was back. So we alternated series. And then once we got the lead, it was kind of like, just keep away, right? Don't screw it up.
And it worked, 13-6.
Yeah,
and
then it worked.
Wasn't a thing of beauty, but no, believe me, we're with a team that does not look at beauty anymore. You look at W's.
Yeah, and so then you come back home and still kind of splitting carries against Buffalo. And that's where, to me, it kind of seemed that when Rico was in the game, we were a little more explosive. And certainly we had some turnovers, and we couldn't stop the run for Buffalo. But Dave Canales has made some bold decisions early on in his coaching tenure, and he's won the locker room by benching Bryce after week 2 in 2024 due to his play. That wins the locker room when you bench the number 1 overall pick. And then again, he had to make a decision, and he does it in a very classy way that we're going to address it, and we did. And, you know, Rico is now the guy going forward, it seems that way. And Chuba still plays. He made a great heads-up play last week. He still runs the ball very well for us. But those are big – head coach has to make those decisions for the betterment of the team. And Rico's kind of on a heater right now the way he's playing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's from Asheville, North Carolina. So this is, you know, close to home for him. I think the biggest difference from the Saints standpoint is that the Saints have faced Matt Stafford. No, he's the top explosive passer in the NFL. Second and third are Baker Mayfield and Drake May. Fourth is Sam Darnold. The Saints have played all 4 of the top explosive passers, 20 plus yards. And then here comes Rico Dowdle. He's got 5 20-plus rushing explosives and a 40-plus and a 53-yarder. So it's a different type of situation. And as we say all the time, it's a copycat league. The Saints have had trouble stopping the run. And until you do, this is what you're going to face.
Yeah, I get it. But, you know, watching the Saints play, it's like this team defensively, this team still, they get after it a little bit. I mean, like, that's one thing when you think of the Saints. I think it's been more offensively, trying to find a rhythm offensively, quarterback-wise, and now with Shuck playing. But defensively, Matthew Stafford and the Rams, that's a hard game to watch. I think McVay's almost on another level, watching him call plays and how they attack. And certainly felt very comfortable probably attacking a Brandon Staley defense, being that's where he came from. So he knows some of those weaknesses. And Matthew Stafford, he was kind of on, to say the least. But the Saints, yeah, they fight, man. The Saints, I got to give credit. This team is not a team – I'll be honest with you. Going into the Jets game, my mind was, yeah, we just can't screw this one up. This team can't do anything on offense, and we just can't screw it up. I don't feel that way going into the Saints game. I truly don't. I thought Shuck had some good moments last week. And then Taysom Hill, that's always a factor you got to play in. I think Shuck will only get better. Now, there is a couple of offensive line. I think Fuaga went out with ankle late in the game. So that's always, something. But can we stop defensively? I mean, can we show up? We didn't show up 2 weeks ago against Buffalo. Can we do that this week against the Saints and cause some problems for Shuck and make him try to throw it and try to get a turnover? But offensively, this defense can still create problems. This Saints defense, it's a scary defense. When you watch the film, I don't think you need to look at the record. I think you need to watch the film.
Yeah, clearly, in the Tampa game, when you have two, literally four, almost two goal line stands inside the one, when you almost have two of those, I mean, Tucker got in on the second one, but other than that, that's stuff you don't see. Now, they had a hard time getting off the field against the Rams, but a lot of teams do. Your thoughts it's one game, of what you have seen of Tyler Shuck, either, in college or what you saw last week?
Well, I think the big thing, the two-minute drive was really nice to watch him. When he stepped up in the pocket, and I believe it was Olave, hit on the over route, the eyes downfield, you didn't really truly see a panic in the pocket from him, because he took a brutal shot. I think it was on that drive. Jared Verse
Right.
But and then to throw the touchdown pass to Juwan Johnson, stood in the pocket. He read the zone coverage. He got it underneath. I think he's a kid that, one, very well coached. I'm a huge fan of Jeff Brohm. I've been a fan of his for years. So this kid is very well coached. And I think Kellen does a good job offensively, and certainly with Nuss, with the ex-teammate of mine. And I think this kid's very well prepared to go into a game. And you're going to see baby steps week in and week out with him.
We just talked with Tyler, and I was talking about the Juwan Johnson touchdown, and I'm watching the film, the All-22, and it looks like Olave is running like a flag route, and that, Juwan is, because they kind of go with Olave, and Tyler said, no, the first target was Vele over on the right side. I'm like, really? So that makes Juwan your third read, and that made it more impressive, right? I mean, there's seconds ticking away, and you go to your third progression. That's a big deal.
Yeah, it is. And to be quite honest, from looking back, so many people living here in Louisiana, they talked about the Saints all preseason and the young quarterback, and I remember saying, I don't think they need to start him. I said, I think Rattler needs to start for a while. Let this kid understand what the NFL is about. Let him get to a season, get into game plans and things of that nature. I said, because you'll have plenty enough time to play him toward the latter part of the year. And I think they did right. And the kid didn't look. He didn't have the deer in the headlights look. That's one thing that was evident when you watched him play last week. And that's one of the better teams in the NFC. The Rams, they're going to be playing very late into January, possibly February.
No, I'm with you 100%. You still hold, as far as I know, the Super Bowl record, correct, for longest pass?
Yeah. And the reason I know that, because everyone brings it up every single year around the Super Bowl. And I think it was, 85 yards or something like that.
Yep, to Musha Muhammad.
You're correct.
Yep. And so, I mean, you know, you led the game 22-21. It was 29-29 Super Bowl in Houston that the Patriots ended up winning. You know, it's not like you have the Super Bowl record for interceptions. You have the longest pass. So once a year, you take that, Mr. Humble, and say, yeah, that's pretty cool.
No, it is. And listen, I love the Super Bowl time of year, the 2 weeks leading up to it. Certainly do a lot of media interviews and things like that, but it brings up great memories. That was a great time. The only thing that sucked was the last 4 seconds, yeah. Or 2 minutes, I should say, watching Tom Brady go down the field and Adam Vinatieri knock one right through. But
on that one, right?
Yeah,
now, right?
Exactly right. But no, it was, you're at the pinnacle of your career, and you always think we're going to get back, because we were fairly young at the time. We're going to get back. And we got, the closest we got was the NFC Championship 2 years later. You know, it's one of those deals. It's so hard to get there, and you just try to relish it. And, you know, they only crowned one champion, and we were there. We just couldn't get it done. But, yeah, it does bring back great memories, Super Bowl week, and pretty cool that we still have the longest touchdown pass. Yeah, pretty cool.
Totally agree. Man, it's always a blast to talk to you. I appreciate your time. I know you got stuff to do, and go take care of the horses, and we will see you on Sunday, and we'll see what happens, man. And whenever these two teams get together, you know, it's usually pretty close, and we'll see. But I appreciate your time.
Anytime, Mike. Good seeing you. I'll see you this weekend, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Jake.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.